Let's try to pull together the sugya of Ishtane. All right, what's the sugya of Ishtane? So we know we've been dealing with probably at least eight sugyas of Perush and Ishtane. And l'chayr, it sounds strange that the major preoccupation of the dafim after daf lamed hey and aleph is with Perush and Ishtane, beginning with lamed hey at the bottom. But when you think about it, that is what the Mishnah is pointing out. The Mishnah says kates and mevarchin al peiros, so al peiros heilon boy creates. So that's the that we're only going to discuss. The nusach of boy creates comes up much later, because we'll discuss that nusach in the context of the contradistinction of boy adama. What happens if you have both pairs in front of you? Over here, the Mishnah says, "Chutz min ayayin, shal yayin u'aymer bari priya gofen, v'al peiros ha'aretz u'aymer bari priya adama chutz min apas, shal apas u'aymer moitzi lechmanot." So one could say, after you've seen the sugya, that's really the major point of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is establishing for us when did Chazal establish brachos proteos. When did Chazal? Because this mission does not discuss the possibility of saying Shaako. This mission discusses only Ishtane Lel Yusa. So the Mishnah says that when it comes to Yayin and Lechem, Yayin and Pas, so we're going to have a bracha Yosef Proti. Then the Mishnah said, what about Ala Yerokais? That was Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda says there is a bracha protis for irakis, and the Tesefta has. Rabbi Yehuda has a bracha protis for kidneys. So that the Tana, the Mishnah, wasn't accepting. So the Arsugya explains to us that that's one of the major, if not the major, nakud in the Mishnah. When did Chazal say that a bracha gets a bracha mefaretes? Now, al piroim, the Mishnah said that a bracha that ishtani lemal yusa, so that's when it gets a ishtani bracha, right? If there was a very significant advantage now, so we pointed out that was expressing another level of shevach the Rebbeinu Shalom, another understanding of what's going on in the bria. So we attached to that Alam Hashem base the idea of Toman. We attached to that Yaini Samach Lebav Enosh. We attached to that the idea of being that Bari Minim Ezonos is amazing. And there's still more to come on understanding Brachos Proteus. Shakol Nibinvar, we haven't really explored yet, because we've been studying Nishtan Lel Yusa. So the Gemara, but many of the Sugyas, then discuss what happens if it's Nishtana Ligriusa. How did we get into Nishtana Ligriusa? Because the Gemara introduced on the Roman Aleph what happened to Nishtana Ligriusa al Haderech to Nishtana Limal Yusa. And the MS is that the Sugya that we're looking at right now is Meish Shlokas, is not so different. Why is that? Because Meish Shlokas, we discussed on Thursday, so Machlokas Vishoinim, whether Meish Shlokas, how are we going to compare Meish Shlokas to Dubsha de Tamra? So the Taisa Yesh Lachalik, so one of the Chilukim that we saw in the Ritva and the Rashba, different ways of saying it, was that since when you have a peri and a normal way of eating it, Ayidei boiling, Ayidei Bishul, so then any of the byproducts are also part of the normal way of eating it. So even then we would say, but that's not the norm of eating it is to eat the fresh fruit, not to eat a baked apple, or in the other situation of having, a turnip or a cooked turnip. There, the normal thing is to eat the cooked turnip. So then it makes sense to say that any of the byproducts on the way to getting to the normal way of eating it would also be part of the Ishtane Lel Yusa. So again, we had this parallel, that if something Mishtan Lel Yusa on its route to Mishtan Lel Yusa, that was the Machlaikas, whether we would make a bracha protis on the temporary Ishtane Lel Yusa. All right, but then primarily the sugyas have focused on, the sugyas that we're looking at right now, there are many different sugyas, but the sugyas that we're stringing together right now, so the first, so we had one sugya about Trima, when a vegetable was somewhat crushed, but not chopped up into little pieces. So does that maintain the original bracha or not? So we already know from the sugya of Kimcha Dechiti, I think, how the Gemara is magdir. The Gemara says on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph that whether we say Ishtane or Bemil Sakoi, is it the lashon of the Gemara? Is it Ishtane or Bemil Sakoi? By Dubshuta Tamra, there's Zeba Alma, a little bit different lashon. I'm looking the wrong over. Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, looking at Ches Amud Aleph. Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, right? No, Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, by Kimcha Dechiti. So the Gemara says that when it comes to by Sa'arei, by Kimcha Desarei, right? Kimcha Desarei is less edible than Kimcha Dechiti. So the Aleph base is the very first Tadin is that the Gemara says Lamed Omer Aleph of Kimcha Desarei held the Kosher Lekukiani Leivarech Kalal Kamash Malon came and this Leyanah Minei Boy Bruchei. Then everybody goes back to the Yisodis Tekinyan, what is Machayev Brocha? So then we'll chazer this. So you see from this that the Machayev Brocha is getting some Hanah, even though there's a downside to it. It has a Teilom. Gemara says Lagavi Refuah. We make a Brocha, even though it's very, very functional. It's not really accomplishing the Hanois of Achila. The Gemara says, but if I get some Hanor from it, that's enough of a Hanor d'Achila, that is Machayiv and Bracha. Okay, then now, which Bracha, Bracha close, Bracha Pratis? So the Gemara says, Afagav deshtane b'milsekoi. That's the Lashon, legave shemen. Afagav deshtane, even though I don't have the olive anymore. I have oil, right? But b'milsekoi, but it still maintains itself in its original form. What's Rashi's lashon? V'havelo kekoyseis chitin. It's like a person is chewing the chitin. So therefore, when it comes to koyseis chitin, so that was a machlokes from Yehuda and Rav Nachman, right? And the Brava said to Rav Nachman that if Shmuel is koy b'shitosei, so then we should maintain that din. So L'chorin, Rashi said the same thing, I think, on Lamed Hey Amid Beis. Rashi said, by Ishtane Lamal Yusa, do we say that Kemud Ishtane B'mil Sakai, or do we say Ishtane B'Ishtane Brocha? So, the Sugya, so that's one way to be Magdir the Sugya. The Sugya of, whether you call it Shlokai, so whether you call it Meisilka, or whether you call it Trima, Dushita Tamrei, the sugya is when something is ishtane ligriyusa. So do we say b'mil sekoi, or do we say ishtane libracha? Did Chazal give it a new bracha? Right? So now we know what is something that's clearly ishtane ligriyusa and not b'mil sekoi. Ishtane ligriyusa and not b'mil sekoi. We'll have an example of that. Shemen is, we don't normally have shemen in a way that you say brach on it, right? Shemen is mazik. So, but when we do have shemen in a way that the shemen is the ikur, so then we'll say the original brach on it, right? Yeah? Ari?
Regular vegetables.
Regular vegetables. What are you calling regular vegetables?
And then you said garlic and other examples.
When you cook it, it makes it worse.
When you cook, potato, or anything. Not a potato. Something that's...
No, so potato cook, in its original form will be
bad.
A shako.
Right.
Yeah, and like, and when you cook it, it'll become a adomba. Right?
So if you cook it, it's shako.
Cucumber.
The cucumber. Yeah. Right? So that'd be an example of Ishtane Ligriyusa, and therefore Ishtane Libracha, and we'd go back to the Bracha, we would not get a Bracha Pratis. Right? So in other words, so there are two ways in which we've been marked in this din. But let's even go to something that's even clearer in the Gemara than that. Was that? Why is that clearer?
Grind it up into flour, it moves to
shakal. But that was more cut. That was a machlekes, no? Oh, the what? I would say that if they had organized the sugyas, so when you hit Zeh Ba'alma, then you know that you're Ishtani Libracha. Right? That would be on what? Ishtani Le, so you'd have a full range from Ishtani Lemal Yusa Yayin, Lechem, Pas Mezainais, and then all the way down to Ishtani Ligriyusa, where it's called Zeh Ba'alma. We have trouble identifying, understanding why is Dvash Tamre, Dvash Tamre considered Zeh Ba'alma. All right, that would be hard to understand. We have the Gemara says in Psachim that the Gemara in Psachim, I think that I have to check also Zeh Ba'alma. I think it's by Mechita. Yeah, by Mechita. Right, a person have what we call whiskey. So the Gemara calls that Zeh Ba'alma. Right, that's that's the Gavi Bracha. Gavi Chomet, Slizdin of Chomet. Machleik is Chomet, Tzivayis, Chomet, Rabbanon. But Slizdin of Chomet. So, and probably more Pesachim hold that it's a Chomet, Tzivayis. But Zeh Ba'alma means that it's clearly no, then we say that it's no longer B'mil Sekoi. All right? What other Gedarim did we have when it's not B'mil Sekoi? So Zeh Ba'alma was already a term that he gave us. Now, what else do we know when we say it's not been milsei koi, right? So Ari was saying when it's lava daita the hachinate, right? People don't plant cucumbers in order to have cooked cucumbers, right? So then when it gets downgraded to something for which we don't normally plant it, so then there'll be another situation we say lab b'milsakoi. No, and what else did we have as a defining aspect of lab b'milsakoi? Whether it's considered hefsed l'gavei truma, right? Hefsed l'gavei truma, or what Kenny is saying is when you could no longer be mafresh from this item to its original item. All right, so those are the various gedarim we've had when we say that it's lab b'milsakoi. Okay, good. So again, we don't fully understand the Duvsha de Tamre, right, why that's considered Zeh Ba'alma. So I assume that it's a situation where we don't say Adai Terachi Nate Yenshe, right? And the Rishonim who address it say that the Devash, which is oozing out by itself, so that would be lava daita rachinat, and that's dusha de tamre, right? Others say that it's that if it's the pre that one processes, so then that would not be called zeh ba'alma. Good. So now the Gemara. So we had to organize the sugyas. So we had trima on lamed ches and aleph. Then we had shlokes, right? On lamed ches and beis. We had koises chitim on lamed zayin and aleph. And now we had mei shlokes on lamed ches. And now we have mai de silka on lamed tes and aleph. When it comes to Maya the Silka, Sarah Papa says, Pshita li Maya the Silka ke Silka, the Indian Bracha. So this is Pshita li, that this is not going to be Zeh Ba'alma. So the question is, where does this fit in? Are you going to be, if you have to be Mafrish Truma derabbanan and silka, I don't think you can do mei silka. Right? If you took silka and you boiled it up to make mei silka, so again, it's truma der, it would be truma derabbanan, I would think that is called hefset truma. I would think. Only thing is dieting. Right? So, and you take the adayta rachi nata yinshe, probably also lavdavka. So, maya the silka seems to evade all of the rules by which we would say bimil sekoi. Right? So, that's the. So, when Tosfos addresses this, Tosfos puts it in terms of a much sharper focused kasha. Those are all the kasha the Ritva. Taisha simply says that how are you going to compare this to, how are you going to explain why Dusha the Tamri is Zev Alma and Mai the Silka is the Silka? Shoy Taisha's. Afa pi shein by Ella Mayim etam Yerokes, Mevorach Aleim kasha Yevorach Ali Yerokes. So why is my the silka going to be different? So very often you have a Tosfos that you're trying to figure out, so try and see what the Tosfos rush. So the Rosh points out to us, again, it's hard to figure out the Metzius of here, but apparently, the Vash Tamre does not taste like the Tamar, the taste. Vashena Kain, Maya the Salka tastes like the Salak. Okay. So I have to take Tosfos Rosh word for it. But, Mavorchen Aleyin Boy Yerpri Adoma, Afal Pisha Ein Boy Ki Ema Morok Vitama Yerokois. Mavorch Aleyin Kimoy Shemorchal Yerokois Atzma. So it's a little bit of a chiddush. No? That ishtane, but we're making a bracha on the tam the peri. Right? In other words, we're saying that lechayra there are that when we speak about the chazal were misakein the din of a birchas hananin, so they were misakein on hanois achila. That's the ritvo and the flam betes. So anois achila include being mazed and nourishing and keeping a person comfortable. And anois achila is certainly the tam. So now the Tosfos Rosh says, if I can extract the tam of a pri and make the tam edible in a different form, so then it maintains the bracha. For leidomi lemeipe roisamina leil dezebi almu. So in other words, they have some kind of extract from the pri that doesn't carry the tama pri, so that's not a hanod da'achila of that particular fruit. But if I get the tam de pri in another form, so that's the hanod da'achila of that fruit. Ve'evshashim bishel ha'pri, and Tosfos Rosh says, "V'nichnas tam apri b'mayim, shemivorech alav boyre priyates." That maya de silka. So I guess he is assuming that it was crushed or squeezed. But what happens if I boil? If I have the if I stew pears. And then I want to drink the pear syrup from the stewed pears. So the Rosh says Efshar. Why is this less certain than Mai the Silka? Why isn't the same thing? I'm being Nenef from the time of Pri Boifin Acher. What's the suffix?
The first Mai the Silka is the silk he's saying is Bishul?
Well, he says apparently, no, apparently not, no? The Rashi says, Vay de silk tavshu shul tardim. So Rashi says that it's. Rashi says that it's boiled. So I don't know if Rashi would have this suffix. Efshashim bishul apriva nichnas tam apriva mayu. Shemavarchal of bar priates. All right, so that's good. Ari?
How direct does the flavor have to take from?
What was that?
How direct from the pre does the flavor have to come from? And how much flavor, how do you even measure what flavor something has? Like a slight flavor, like a
tam,
or it's like tastes like.
That's a good kasha. That's a good kasha. What's the shear of tam? How strong? So Lanias, that I would say, because I don't have an answer for you, right? So lachara would mean when roi people who taste this, they say, oh, it tastes like pear juice, right? Or the other possibility. Rav people want to taste pear juice that they would have this. Probably one of those two. Either you do the Pepsi Coke challenge, or it would be that when Rav people who want to have pear juice, they would have this. Like they go to a store sometimes and you have different kinds of drinks with different levels of subtlety of the all these different low calorie drinks. So some of them have a very strong flavor and some of them, I don't have any other ingredients besides water and some flavor. So lachar, if you line those up and you tell a person you want to have a black cherry taste, nope. So which one would you go for? All right. So lachar would be the same thing. So that'd be one way of looking at it. Or the other way of saying it is you'd blindfold the person and say, "What's the time over here?" Not sure. Probably the former would be the more accurate one, because it'd be that's the hanod achila. But paying with the right people, again, why? Because I don't have don't know what else to say. So when you don't know it, then you go with the right part, probably. Yeah, Kenny.
Is this not the first time we're saying something's not the ikar pri and it's a shani, and for some reason still keeping its bracha? I mean, that goes against almost everything you've said so far.
Well, you say, yeah. I think everything is correct. That's all the mitzvos kashas is exactly what you're saying. No. The AKA Shidduch Besis, right? Yesh meforsh mehei the mevarach al kulo shalke poi pi adama hachinam bivai de du mevarach poi pi adama. That it's similar to the cooked peri. Can't be. So he has the base, the kash taste was kasha to be odd be dusha to hamid, that we goof at tomorrow. Voy that filiber gully lift up, if you chop it in small pieces. So then also gets a shackle. And then he goes on, voy that filiber shlok is gufayu. Pliyame roy, lil, he came in milsai, loy, me made me boy. Right? So you can have, we had bread that is boiled and it's no longer was a loshen kayomis, right? So it lost it. So va'od afilu b'shlagus kufayu pligim arayu. So my maiden boy el avadai. So that's what the Ritva says. So it could not be. Could not be. It has to be a new din that I'm having the pre and the right. It's a different category of a din. It's the din that we're going to later on. If I make a bracha and bracha more klolis, does it include a bracha produce as well? Right. So that's what the Ritva says. But Kenny's saying Mamash goes against the Tosfos. Asked a similar kasha, much more targeted. But all these kashas have been asked. So the Rosh and the Chanami, the Rosh is being machadish a din over here. The Rosh is being machadish a new din. That we would not have said this until now, right? Same with the Rajva as well, but again, the Ritva would not be makabel any of these chidushim. The Ritva would simply say, "This is a separate din. It belongs to a separate sugya. It belongs to the sugya of one bracha with another bracha." But in a chanami, if you look at anything we've done until now, the Maida Silka is not kisilka. Right, he learns pshat maya the silka kisilka, meaning that if you're eating the silka, the maya the silka is kisilka. All right, includes the same bracha. Right? But the and you see the achreiach for the Dvar to say that, because the Taisa Rosh, the Chiddush over here, that for Hanah, extracted Hanah, extracted taste, then that should mean that should say with Milsa Kaima. It's a big Chiddush. And that's why we explained. Let's see the Rashi, then we'll come. So then we saw last week Vilchach Vilesa Lahai Lishna the Kam Dishlokes Mosaiu Kaima. This is going more on the din of Kedima, but it's still expressing that Bar Kapora Dik, but that's a bit of more of Tela. Okay, so where? Yeah, this the Rishvan Amin Chesem and Beis Koset Chilosei Bar Piyadam Shalke Shahakol Vachoset Chilosei Shahakol Shalke Bar Piyadam Bistavra the Lav Davke Koset Chilosei Bar Piyadam Vachoset Chilosei Shahakol Dimkein Kivine Bishlama Koset Chilosei Shahakol Bishkaslo Bisilki Kurova Kuruva Ella shet chilosei barf yadam v'sholko yishakol heichim mishkachas lo ma'i kokash alei. Right? V'iyu d'kam mishani mishkachas v'tum mekarte, there are many other vegetables. So he's saying it must mean elevad achikomer kol shet chilosei barf yadam k'loimer she'ein darkoi le'ochel el b'chiusai ve'in darkoi l'sholai Lefichach Iker Vachasei B'Tchilasei. Emkein Ki Sholik Lei. So you have a fruit. It doesn't mean when you first start. It means as we learned Shat. Ki Sholik Lei Pogim Lei. Bevorchen Lei El Shako. Velei Mishkachas Lei Elu Tum Bekarsi. Vechol She Iker Achilasei B'Shlikasei. So then you make a Shako like a potato. Emkein Ki Sholik Lei Ashbuchei Mashbuch Lei. If something is eaten both raw and cooked, bar pi adama, why did the mil say koi? Behind the ka'omet chilosei bar pi adama, echem mishkachasla. Okay, that is a din of the nusach ha-gemar. So. So the way we explained Rashi and Tosfos Shita, called Tosfos Shita, right? to in defense against the kashas of the Ritva, right? The Ritva would say that any of the Aikim Tois, of Taisis, of the Ritva would say they all go against the Gemara Adkan. So how do we explain that we make a bar, how do we explain Mai the Silka Kisilka? So that's we were Samech and the Lashon of the Rashva that since the normal way to eat it is to cook it, so memela, any of the byproducts are part of the selling. Right? So that's l'chari yivam machlekes between most clearly between the Rosh and the Ritva. You have tam a pri in the cooked juice. What's the din? The Ritva says it's only shayach to make that you make a shahakal on it. End of story. If you happen to be having that together with the original pri achilish, then you don't see the shahakal. The original bracha covers it. Okay, it's also a chiddush, right? Why should you make two brachas? It's two separate items. And the Taisa Rosh and Lechayra, the Taisa would say that Chazal were misakein a bracha on the Tama Pri, even though it's not the Pri itself. So that's what Kenny was saying. It goes against all the shiurim we had until now. It's not the Lechayra to Hefsel the Gabe Peri Lechayra. We're saying that it's not a taitachin, not a yinshei. Alright? So all the rules we have until now, the Tais Rosh, we're not being mechadesh with Maya the Silka Kisilka. And that's a very big kasha. So that's what we're suggesting, that the only reason why that we would paskin that way is a new din. If I take a vegetable and it's not normal to crush it, it's not normal to let's say apparently duv shulatamre, it's not normal to have the honey ooze out. So in all of those things, since it's not a daitachinati and chain, it's not part of the expected processing of the tamar, so then it's considered to be zeya. So here we have to go slow. And according to Rosh, you don't really get the time to pre then. Right? Apparently the Rosh would say if you get the Tam Dupri, it would not be Zev Alma. But you don't get the Tam Dupri, and it's not a Dai Tochi, not the Yenshi. So that's why he gets Zev Alma. But the Rosh is Mechadish, that if I can be Moitzi, the Tam Dupri, again, it has to be a peri that is used in its cooked form. Selik is in its cooked form. So my examples of an apple would work. That's the suffix the Rosh has. The Utsvande of the Rosh is that if I have a vegetable and it's al pi rov cooked, so then the tam is a product that was part of the bria. Josh, what are you saying?
So if we're saying that for like if that's how the Rosh is going to understand Taisvus, then earlier on the test when Taisvus talks about with the beer, right, with Sarim, then are we trying to say that we don't really care about the pre itself, but the time of the pre?
No. No. It's an additional, it's been nosaf. In addition to eating the pre itself, mm-hmm. There's an additional Chazal or Misake in the bracha on. The moshul would be Chazal or Misake in the bracha on a cooked turnip. When it comes to a turnip, so Chazal were misaking the bracha of borei pri adama on the turnip because that's on a cooked turnip. That's the normal way to eat it, and then they were misaking a bracha on the tam of the turnip. Because so what we're suggesting is because in the normal way of processing the turnip, the tam is going to show up. Who's the Rambam? What perek? No, Josh?
So, what about so I still think I'm missing what you'd be saying by Maya the Silka. Like, for example, what if you're having water without the vegetable? If you're just having some water that I boiled...
You're having Selik juice without the vegetable.
Yes. So,
That's a machleik in the Ritva and the...
Right. So Tosfos would still say, or at least if we're trying to understand Tosfos the Rosh. That would mean if I said water, that
correct.
Then it would
if you
be
had selek water.
Right.
Right? So then you would make a boire priyadam on it.
Right, so why is that different than beer? Where Tosa said you would make, well, he gave three reasons, like you said why, but I'm saying the time, it sounds like over there, the time would not be enough.
Oh, so let's. So the, I mean, it's a very good aura. We can that we explain it very because the normal way of having barley is to bake it. The normal way of having barley is to grind it into flour and bake it. So the beer is not a product of the Iker way of processing barley. So it fits in very, very well. So it's Ebi Alma. How do I get to this beer? I have to do cartwheels. I have to take barley and I have to do a strange process that wasn't not part of the natural part of the Bria. So therefore it doesn't get a Borpia Dhamma. No, it's very good. That would explain why on whiskey say a bore and say shakalni and bari. Right? The question would be if see, even if you say that I don't know if it's correct whether there are wheat fields that are raised for scotch and whether are there se'orim that's raised davka for barley. I don't know. So what would it didn't be in that case. But the no, but that fits in perfectly. So let's look at the Rambam. Haseichei peiros. A person who squeezes fruit. V'hoitzi mein mashkin mevorach aleihen b'tchila shehakel ulebesoif bari nefashos. Chutz, except for grapes and olives. Yayin is a bari pi gofen. And shemen is a bar priates. Okay, and shemen, the Rambam says that it has to be alidei anigroin, basically. Peiros ayirakis. Shedarchun leochel chayim. They're eaten raw, like carrots. In bishlon, if you cook carrots, ayisholkon, or you cook them for a long time. Vivorech aleyen, vitchila shahakal. Vilvasoy burn of fashis. The Yerokish and Darkon, the Yachel Shlukin, can go in Kuruba Lefes, in Mochlan, Chai, in Rochalein, Bishakel, Mosai, Brin of Hoshis. Then Bishlan, Oisholkon, then you make a Barbu Dama. The Worms and Darkon, the Yachel Chai, in Umbevushalin, something which is eaten raw and cooked. What would that be with Manazah? So Ochlan, Ben Chai, Ben Mevushalin, Brocher Uya. If you pray for his aids, then pray for your aids. Fine. You rock a shadarkun, the sholak sholkin, the mach may shalak shalan. Boy ray priyadama. That's the may, the silka kasilka. Vusha sholkon, lishtois may mayin. So Rambam says, but that's only if that is the reason why you boil them. She may may ashlokois. Then if it's a normal thing to drink, right? So for example, tomato juice. I don't know if it's still normal now. There was a time when tomato juice was a normal thing, right? They sold it in stores, V8 or something. Was that? Like two, it's before my time, right? They were the door before mine. They would sometimes drink. You could buy in the store. You could buy tomato juice in the store. It was a drink. Never. That wasn't something that my door was found very attractive. But the previous door still found it something. Or you know another thing, prune juice. All right. So prune juice is out of style, but there was. But
more recent.
Was that?
More recent.
What do you mean?
People drink more recently than tomato juice.
Yeah? I don't think anyone drinks any of them. No, it's from the previous door, even before my time. So those are. So Yerokai Shedarkon Lisholik Sholkon Mivorech. Again, a prune would be quite great. But Shedarkon Lisholik Sholkon Mivorech Al Me Shelik Shalimborf Yodoma. So now the Rambam adds. right? The Rosh would add it has to have the tam peri in the juice, right? The Ritva would say it's only going to get burp yudam if you actually eat them or ingest them or drink them together. Otherwise, you're not going to get a burp yudam because it's a bazevi alma, right? The Ritva says we no new din over here. We have all our old din. It's not for milsa kaima, the hefsid truma, whatever stand you're going to use. Right, lama daizachinat inche. It's not kayam. It's not trum. Whatever simin siva doesn't cut it. Finished. My basilka is shahakum. Right. It's hadoma if you have it together with yourself. Good. The taser rosh is a chiddush that the tama pri is kipri. Okay, we haven't had that before. The Rambam says, Tama Pri is Kipri, again, Mavorach al Meishelek Shalhen Bar Pri Adoma, Vushasholkon Lishtois Meimeyen, Shemeimeya Shlokais Kishlokais Bemokim Shedarchon Lishtoisa. The Rambam includes another Chiddush, right? What is, L'chayr, he's responding to the same question. Why do I say that? Because the next line is, and what about Dash Tamarim? So that's Shahako. You take out a date and you crush the date and you take out the pit and you make it into a date cake. That's the more used to have, the way they used to keep dates. So then that's the way you have a date, through a date cake. But if you produce the devash tamarim, so it's going to be shakal apparently because no one, it's not the normal way to eat tamarim. So again, Hayyase, what's the Rambam's chiddush? May the silka kasilka. So it has to be Yeroka Shadarkan Lishalik and it has to be Mokaim Shadarkan Lishtoisa. But Lachar, the Rambam is a different mahalach. How would you explain the Rambam's mahalach? Correct.
You're processing it for the juice itself.
Well, he does say that it's Yeroka Shadarka Nisholik Sholka. It has to be Darka Nisholik. So apparently the Rambam would say if I take an apple and I make apple juice, so the Rambam would say it's not Sholka Nishtreis Mimeyan. But it's not Yeroka Shadarkan Lisholik.
You need two things.
The Torah says you need both. Correct? It has to be Yeroka Shadarkan Lisholik. Vushasholkan Lishtais Mimeyan. Why? It has to be only three things. Number one has to be Darkan Lishtaisan. It has to be Achidish. It has to be Kavana. Shasholkan Lishtais Mimeyan. And it has to be a Yerek Shadarkan Lishalik. It has to be a fruit or a vegetable which is normally cooked, Darkan Lishalik.
If the first one isn't automatically going to be the second one?
What's that?
If it's the first one, isn't it going to be the second one also? Maybe the Darkan Lishalik, is it going to be Darkan Lishalik also?
No. Let's say I cook my meso because I want to eat cooked beets. I'm not interested in having beet juice.
I'm saying if you're interested in beet juice, if you're interested in darchan lishnos, it's going to be darchan lishalik. I'm saying the opposite of me.
If it's darchan
lishnos, it's going to be darchan lishalik.
Not necessarily. Apple juice is darchan lishnos, but it's not darchan lishalik.
Alter shchita.
The Rambam, so again, the Rambam comes l'chayra. The Rambam learned the sugya l'chayra in a similar, with the same kash of the Ritva, and the Rambam's. And the Rambam's Mechadesh, the difference between the Vash Tamarim and Mai the Silka, so the Rambam lists all the differences. we know it's different in what's the case of Mishnah? We know it's different in terms of Selek and Tamarim. That's one difference. The Tamarim eaten raw and Selek eaten cooked. All right, there's one difference. Right? Apparently the Ram said that Dvash Tamarim, nobody, it's not a normal thing to eat. It's Zevi Alma. And then the Ram's Moisef, and when the person prepared the Dvash Tamarim, had to be, his Kavana was not, that's what we were saying before, it oozes out. Right? Why do we say that? Because one of the difficulties we had in explaining Dvash Tamarim being Zeva Almu, that Yosef said, but in Chumash, it's Erez Avos Cholom Dvash. So how could you say that Dvash Tamarim is... So we explained, the Rishonim explained, there are two different kinds of Dvash Tamarim. There's Dvash that oozes out by itself, and Dvash which is processed. The part that oozes out, so that's not what Erez Avos Cholom Dvash is about. Even though that Rashi in Chumash says, what's Pshat and Eretz Zavas Cholov V'Dvash, what does Rashi say?
Dates give forth honey, they're oozing.
What's that?
Dates are like oozing, yeah.
Right, it said that the goats, that the picture that Rashi gives, and then it's hard for us to wrap our minds around why this is the best PR you can give Eretz Yisrael, that when the goats would graze on the mountaintops of Eretz Yisrael, so there'd be so much milk in the goats that the milk would just ooze out, and the dates on the date tree, with the dates would just ooze out, and then on the hill you'd have flowing milk and honey. And that was a symbol of the prosperity, that the goats were such kavaliga goats that they couldn't hold the milk back, and the dates were such kavaliga dates. Okay? It's one of these things that I guess you have to, when we see it, then we're going to be misspelled from it. But I have to, hard to get the dimion going, the imagination into this is, hard to imagine that Nefesh for Nefesh is going to use this for their reasons to come to Eretz Yisrael. But that means that our heads are in the wrong place. Because Baruch Hu said this is a beautiful thing, and we can't see the beauty, it means we're not holy. We're not there yet. So, b'mayis Mashiach, we're going to be misspelled from Eretz Avos Cholom V'Dvash. We're not going to understand why we couldn't understand it earlier. We're not going to be able to imasek what was the... what didn't we get? It's going to be a kirvul of avos. So we're pointing out over here is that the Rambam learned the sugya of what makes Dvash Tamra, what makes it lab b'mil sekoi. So he says it could be because people don't grow devash for the date, the honey. It could be because the devash hakosav b'toira is not the devash which oozes out. So therefore he said that must be why it's Zeb Alma. So therefore when it comes to Maida Silka, so Maida Silka is fakeret. Maida Silka is, it's normally cooked. And there are people who cook it davka for the selek juice. And the cooking is the people normally pick it. And in this case, the person prepared it for this reason. So l'chor, the Rambam is saying that he's responding to the Ritva by saying we have all these different reasons, so we need to have all of them in place in order to be able to make a boire, in other words, a yois, that the normal standards of what's b'milse kaima. So Rama's mechadesh that b'milse kaima will only be if it's, this is the normal process, but he adds on, but I have to be doing that process for the selek juice. Because what made the Vash Tamarim into Laban Milsa Kaima, because the date honey was totally unexpected and it was not being processed for this reason. So that's what the Kesef Mishnah points out, Gam Zeh Shom, Omer Apapa Pshita Li, Mai De Silka Kesilka, Mai De Lifta Kelifta, Mai De Kula Shalki Kishalki, Boy Rapapa, what a Mai De Shifta. So because of a Roshnal, the Loi Domi Le Mei Perita Ein Mavarcha Shaka, Lefisha Mashke Ein Loi Tam Apri, the Efshar Shem Bisha Lepi, the Nichlas Tam Apri, the Mavarcha Creates, the Efshar Shem Mashikosa Rabbeinu Shishalkan, who Le Mai De Kishishalkan Eze Yerik Lavuri Zuama. Right, the Kesef Mishnah is being medayik. How did the Rambam come to his conclusion? Because the Gemara, the piece of the Gemara that we didn't study together is Rav Papa's Kasha about Shevis. Shevis, I think, might be licorice. My the Shivsa. My what's the din? If a person has, I think it's licorice. Why do you think it's licorice? I had that impression. Yeah, because the Rashi says anit. Right? And licorice is another word for nish.
I think it's a machlokas.
Yeah, the
word. It's anis or something else. One's licorice, which is anis.
Yeah.
And the other one was. I saw it in Talmud Ubiya, there was something else.
Yeah? Okay. I got one sheet in Talmud Ubiya, that's pretty good. Well, it's still a good guess. So if it is a licorice. The question is, why would I have the same suffix also? I find the taste of licorice very uninviting. So the question is, why would you have licorice taste? So the Gemara says, is licorice taste because you want the licorice taste, or you want it to mask other tastes? Right? The lavuri zuam abdilei. There was an unpleasant taste.
Dill.
So you, dill. Oh, okay. I can see that. Okay. So Rav Papa said, I have dill. So no one sits there munching dill, right? The dill is there, so now when I cook my dill, what is the purpose? What do I have in mind? I have in mind to introduce a dill taste, or am I doing it to mask another taste? And then we make a bor pi adama. Okay, so now, From this, the Kesef Mishnah explains to us how did the Rosh come to his conclusion that Taima B'Maya is good enough because that's the next line of the Gemara, right? The next line of the Gemara is that what about Shemes? Is it Lumutuke Taima, right? So L'chayra, this is a Gemvaldige Raya to the Rosh. The Chele Shel Ritva. The koyach of the Ritva is that goes against the previous Gemaras. But Chele the Rosh is the next line of the Gemara over here is, what do you do with Mai de Shivsa? Right? So the Gemara is explaining to you, what is the suffix in Mai de Shivsa? So again, L'chayra, the Ritva would say that there's no question that Mai de Shivsa, if you have it alone, you're not going to make a shakel. But when you have Mai de Shivsa with Shivsa, so if you cook the Shivsa in order to get the taste of the shivsa, so then the ma'ay the shivsa with the bracha. Ma'ashen and kenny, if you cook the shivsa in order to be lafuke taima, so then you won't make a bracha. So the Bidva will learn it consistent with what he's saying. But the Rosh says that if you read the Gemara tells you the pshat. The Gemara says that when it comes to ma'ay the shivsa, if it is lemetuke taima vida, to vaista chais mikan ro'im, that tam alone gets the bracha of the original peri. So the Rosh says, that must be the pshat in Mai de Silka. Elamai, you're going to ask a kasha from Dubsha de Tamre, so the Rosh will say, it's not a kasha. Dubsha de Tamre doesn't have the tam of the tamar. It's a different tam. So, lu yitzuyer, Dushi the time would have the time, it would get the same din. So the Rosh is learning from Maida Silka is another din in Bimilsa Kaima. There's a din of Bimilsa Kaima if it is the only normal way for eating it. If a diet rachi not the inshe. There's a din of Bimilsa Kaima if Lingami, the din of Hefsted Truma, it would not be called Hefsted Truma. And now there's another din, and it's Mukhrach. Because the Gemara says, "Lagami mai de shivsa," it was the mutuke taima against it. So the Rosh is muchrach that you have to say that the tam of the peri is is ketam, and the Rosh has a suffix. What do we do with perish mumushotim? The Rambam, what the Kesef of Mishnah is saying is that the Rambam responded to the kashas of the Ritva by saying, well, by learning pshat and yesh lachalik, but yesh lachalik, every chiluk that the Tamar gives us, right? So it has to be the Tamar that meish lachis has to be that this is a normal thing to do, because halak, right? In other words, the very fact, let's be mamik in the Rama for a minute. Then why did the Rapapa say, I know what the din is in Maida Silka. That I know is Kasilka. Why do you have to start that way? Wouldn't you start? According to the Rosh, Boy Rapapa, Maida Shiv Samai, Limituke Taima, Oi Lavori Zuma. According to Rosh, if you know Gemara. Why does he start the Hakdoma? Right? I know what the din is. Sometimes when a person is nervous that he has a shaila and the Rav's going to think he's an Am Oret, so he starts a Hagdama. He says, I know what the din is. I know Sif Allah. I know Sif Beis. My cash is a Stanis Allah Sif Beis, right? So I usually say, just get the Sif Gimel. I also know Sif Allah Sif Beis. So the Rambam is saying, why did Rav Papa say, I know what the din is, like Ave Silka? That's for us. You know what the din is. He says, Pasha. So the Rambam is being medayik in the sugya. What's the sugya? The sugya is Maya the silka kasilka means that if the normal way of eating the peri, okay, the normal way of eating the peri is ayidei bishul, so that has to be a requirement for the bracha, right? And a diet, you know, the diet ochinata yinshei. And people are now cooking it, right? So now, the Gemara, now he says, but Maya the Shivsa, Mai means, why did he do it? Right? So the Rambam says, here I see that you need another requirement as well. Hayyai said, Rav Papa had to begin with Maya the Silka Gesilka. And then he asked his Shaila, so it means that the Rambam was saying, from here we see a new din, that if you have a peri, and it's derech levoshel, and right, people eat it in this way, and now you're cooking it for tam, then it gets the brach. So that's meduik in the Gemara. So that's how the Rambam, and Rambam says, and that's why it's not by Dushan Tamri. Dushan Tamri is not keselik, and the person is not preparing it. According to Rosh, it doesn't have the tam. All right, so we have clearly how the Rosh learned Pshat and Sugya, the Rambam Pshat and Sugya. So we know why the Rambam came to this conclusion, why the Rosh came to this conclusion, and why the Ritva came to their conclusion. All the Ritva was saying, it goes against all the Gemaras. And the Rambam and the Rosh were saying, but if you're misbinding, look at this Gemara, you see it's a different Gemara. So Yaitzim he calls this. And now you understand why they came to the different Shitas. But they did come to different Shitas, and that the Ritva says that avida latan, that cooking to extract a tam from the juice, that is zeiv alma, and the Rosh says, and the Rambam would say, no, given the various conditions we put into place. Good. And that's the story we've been on Thursday, whether the fact that this is the normal way to prepare this food, l'achila, so memela, the whatever extract there is part of the original peri. And Yosef HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a selek. And the way to selek is al-yadei bishol, so l'chaira, the tama Yosef is also part of the original peri. That would be the Chiddush that the Rambam and that the Rosh would say. Rosh more clearly, the Rambam is more intricate because the Rambam requires the Das Mavasha. Okay. Good. So now we'll continue the Chazara.